from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow with a frog in my throat. We're going to talk some politics. We've got Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, author of Come On, Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency. The book's been out for a couple of years, but I still like saying the title. And the great Charlie Hurt, Washington Times opinion editor and also Fox News contributor. Gentlemen, thank you very, very much. Charlie.
Good to be with you.
Good to hear your voice. Charlie, give me a quick pencil sketch of the presidential race right now as you see it.
Well, I think that to be sure, it's closer than you would think it would be, given all of the headwinds that are going against the White House, the current administration right now. But the funny thing about elections is that the reason we have campaigns is so that we have something to argue about before the election, so that everybody can make up their minds and sort of focus on things. And when I look at everything that, you know, whether you're talking about the economy or you're talking about the border or you're talking about all of the catastrophes around the globe that have occurred on Joe Biden's watch, and I would argue have occurred as a result of the horrifying policies of this administration. And by the way, the policies that Joe Biden has espoused for 50 years in Washington. As people sort of dial in and focus on it, I don't see how any of these things, obviously the economy can improve in certain for certain people. But other than that, I don't see how anything materially improves for the White House. And all of these issues are the sort of crown jewels of the Trump presidency, economy, border, and America first abroad. The thing that blows my mind, and we've talked about this, the thing that always blows my mind is that there's anybody out there supporting. It blows my mind. I don't understand what they're thinking. I think that it's like, I don't even know, what could the argument be? I don't know what it is.
Well, it could be a shutout. Charlie, it'd be the first shutout in history.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bidens won't let – Bidens don't even want an election in most of the states. They want Trump off the ballot. But anyway, we'll leave that where it is. You know, Charlie, you said Joe Concha, you said on the TV show the other night, what's going to change, which was an important thought. Now, the economy may be getting better, although inflation may be getting worse. But then the rest of it on the border, Biden's not going to change that. This catastrophe in the Middle East, we could talk about the maltreatment of Israel. I mean, I think Biden's betraying Israel for votes in Minnesota and Michigan. It's insane. And that just shows weakness to Iran or China or Russia or North Korea. It's really a terrible policy. I don't see any improvement on the border. His Green New Deal is still extremely unpopular. I mean, Trump is polling better than he's ever polled before in any of the three elections where he's been the nominee, GOP nominee. Now, those are polls, not votes, so I get that. But your point, Joe, what's going to change? And I'll ask it again. We're in here early April, 7 months away. What's going to change?
It's a feel election, right, guys, where people feel, for example, Wall Street Journal had a great piece earlier this week talking about how when compared to 2019, all right, which was Trump's best year because that was post-Mueller, and he finally was able to be a president without the whole Russia thing dominating news cycles and hanging over him. And in 2019, prices where they were as far as food compared to now were 37% lower. That is huge. You got to understand, I read this one survey, I think, CNBC, where they say that only two-thirds of the country cannot afford an emergency of more than $500. Right? So everybody's, you know, basically outside of those who are fortunate enough not to, that other one-third, they're going paycheck to paycheck. So when your food prices alone are up 37%, you feel that. And our media can try to spin it for the Biden White House all they want by saying the economy is really improving and it's really great and you just don't know better. Well, I'm sorry. People know what their balance looks like as far as their bank account. And they know when they, especially when they buy food, they're like, boy, this is expensive. So, yeah, I think it's between the food prices, rents, obviously, interest rates are still very, very high. So, you know, no one can buy anything right now. I've seen the same five houses in my town be on Realtor.com for the past like 5 months. Nothing is on the market because no one wants to sell now because, you know, interest rates are too high. So overall, look, I'm and I know you made a great point around Mark Penn, Larry, and he said, well, you know, a lot of Democrats will come home to Biden. I'm not sure they're going to – some will, obviously, just out of hatred for Trump or just reflexively they vote Democrat. But I'm not saying that some will switch to Trump. I'm saying enough are going to stay home in places like Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin where Trump lost by a hair of a hair to change the election. And again, the border is going to be a big deal. And I hate saying this because obviously this is nothing that anybody wants, but there are far too many bad people coming across that border right now. And you just got to think that something is going to happen between now and the election as far as a major terror attack. I mean, that's what the FBI is warning. That's not my opinion. So if something big like that happens, then I think it's absolutely lights out for Biden because people will say you could have stopped this by one executive order and you did not.
You know, Mark Penn is an old friend of mine. He's a very good pollster.
Absolutely.
I don't know that he's right that they'll come home. I just was quoting that. Charlie, you're down there near the swamp. I know you live out in rural Virginia, but you in Washington Times is the headquarters still in Washington, D.C., isn't it?
Correct. Don't hold that against me, Larry.
Well, I have to. No,
I've never stolen your money. I've never. have I ever. Pickpocketed you.
I'm just,
therefore, if I haven't, then I'm not really a swamp creature.
I'm just geographically placing you for our listeners right. So they know where right. You are. Okay. Now, here's where I'm going on this. I didn't do it very well. It's early in the morning for me. But I would say this. Congress is coming back from Easter recess. All right. Scary thought. But they're going to have to vote on this foreign money. Right. They got foreign money bills for Ukraine, Israel, China, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to have to vote on that. They're going to have to vote on the border, I guess. I don't know that. They'll probably vote on TikTok, too. Walk me through what you see happening, Charlie. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. This is going to be a big week. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a friend of mine. May pull Michael Johnson out of the speakership. God knows what's going to happen. Just give us just a couple of quick nuggets, Charlie.
Yeah, I think it's a great point about some of the votes that they're going to that they need to take. But of course, going against that, and again, you know, along with what Joe was just saying, and I agree with all that. You know, all the factors go against Joe Biden and Democrats right now. So they should vote on a border bill. And this lie that, you know, Republicans rejected the border bill. No, Democrats rejected the Republican border bill that would have fixed the entire problem and restored the border to the way it was before Joe Biden undid everything that Donald Trump did. But the media runs with that, whatever. The only way Democrats would agree to seal the border was to give $60 billion to Ukraine as part of it. And that's their problem. But the bigger problem for Democrats is that going into an election year, nothing happens in Congress. Everybody is terrified of their own shadow because, of course, the majority of people who are in Congress, their number one constituency is their own election. Their number one concern is their own political hide. And so they get really scared this time of year, this time of the political season. It's bad in a midterm, but it's so much worse in a presidential year. Everybody is afraid to act. And Democrats are the ones who need to act. And it's either about the stuff that they care about, which is giving tens of billions of dollars more to Ukraine, or it's which voters are, you know, ambivalent at best about, or it's about something that only voters care about and Congress doesn't care about, which is the border. And so I think that there's a real chance that what we're looking at is they're not going to, it's very possible that they wind up accomplishing, you know, passing the bare minimum of something that doesn't really change anything, just to kind of save face for, so they can all jet out of town and get back to running their campaigns.
You see, I ask this because speculation about how they're going to handle these issues. Let me maybe just boil it down to the border and the foreign aid money bills. Okay, the two biggest things. In a sense, it's the border, and then it's Israel and Ukraine. Going to Joe Concha's question, what's going to change between now and the end of the year, or between now and the election? I don't know. I mean, I see a standoff on the border. And regarding Israel and Ukraine, I think that, I don't know, I think the Republicans are going to continue their support of Israel. I hope that I'm right about that, because that's not only supporting Israel's national security, it is supporting the United States' national security as well, in my judgment. But I'm assuming Republicans will keep the heat on. And I'm also assuming they're going to keep the heat on Ukraine, where, yes, Ukraine should probably get money, but there should be oversight. There should be some kind of inspector general. And there also should be a diplomatic off-ramp, if you will, to try to negotiate some kind of peace, Joe. But I don't know. I mean, this Charlie is right. These guys don't want to do anything in the election year, but they're going to be forced to deal with border and foreign aid, whether they like it or not.
Larry, can I clarify something before Joe answers here?
Yeah.
Real quick. I agree with everything you just said. And what I should have said is there is a difference between Ukraine and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But Congress is absolutely hell-bent on giving tens of billions more to Ukraine. What I think would be interesting is to have a vote on Israel and Ukraine separately. And I guarantee you Congress would voters would overwhelmingly support giving support to Israel.
Yeah.
They have a different view about Ukraine.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But, Joe, you know, decisions, they're going to have to make decisions. And I just think the Democrats are going to be stand pat. And I think the far left wing of the Democratic Party is still the tail that's wagging the dog, and that they've tied Joe Biden's hands, and then their insane policies are going to continue. He's going to continue to pick on Israel, betraying Israel. And I don't know, maybe he'll push Ukraine or not. I don't think the left wing cares that much about Ukraine either, but I guess Tony Blinken does or something. But what's I don't understand that, but whatever. And Donald Trump's going to play a big role in this, right? Because Trump's got good numbers nationwide and the swing states. Trump's not bashful about expressing his opinions, right? And he's raising money now. And I think he's gradually winning the lawfare wars, maybe not entirely. Trump's going to be a very important factor in Congress. Like it or not, I like it myself, but whatever. What do you think, Joe?
Well, you're right about the money part, right? There's a Mar-a-Lago fundraiser that's going to raise, I think, something along the lines of like $45 million. You know, everybody was crowing about Biden raising $25 million with, you know, Clinton and Obama and the absolutely insufferable Stephen Colbert over at Radio City Music Hall earlier this week. And what was it met by the way? What dominated the news cycle? All the protests that were outside. So Biden can do a 180 on Israel all he likes. Those protests aren't going away. So overall, yeah, it's about the border, stupid. I mean, that is the number one issue by far, immigration. And Donald Trump is seen by like 30-point margins of handling the border and immigration better. So if that's the top issue and he's leading by four touchdowns, what does it tell you?
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back tomorrow and talk some more politics. Big push for student loans. I want to get to that. And maybe the economy as well. Joe Concha, Fox News contributor. Charlie Hurt, Fox News contributor. I'm Kudlow. We will be right back, folks.
Larry Kudlow.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're talking politics with Joe Concha, Fox News contributor and author of Come On Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency. And we're talking to the great Charlie Hurt, Washington Times opinion editor and Fox News contributor. Joe, I don't know. These laws are done in English. Supreme Court decisions are done in English. I would think the majority of the Biden administration, from the president on down, the Supreme Court says you can't just cancel student loans. You don't have mandates for that. And it's a congressional decision, but here they go again. Big headlines, Biden to defy Supreme Court in second attempt at sweeping student loan handouts. Now, Joe, I know this has nothing to do with the election or buying votes or the fact that Biden's doing very poorly with young people. Trump's doing very well. But you think he's going to get away with this?
Let him, is what I say, Larry, because here's the thing. I'm looking at it right now. Census Bureau,
yep.
38% of Americans have bachelor degrees. Mm. Okay. So while he's trying to push this through, it's awfully insulting to the other 62% who may be working their butts off and they're not getting a check anytime soon. And by the way, out of those 38% that do have college degrees, an overwhelming majority have paid off their loans or are close to paying them off. Like my wife who went to medical school and she was like 40 by the time she was able to pay off the whole thing. Hmm. So they're not getting a check anytime soon. So this doesn't bring in any votes, in my opinion. It only repels people to say, wait a minute, where's my check? Why are you doing this? And by the way, what you're doing is illegal. Congress controls the purse strings, not the president, and yet he continues to defy it. But again, this is the party that's going to save democracy.
Mm.
Remember that, guys.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, thanks for talking about the book, because I just got a check like 2 days ago for like royalties that I did not expect. And I'm like, that must be Larry, because he's the only one who brings it up. So I kind of owe you 12% or something. So thank you for that.
You know, I don't get any royalties from my books anymore.
I really?
Mean, nothing. My last one was 2016, JFK and the Reagan Revolution. It's a pretty good book, sold just under 20,000 copies, kind of semi-boring supply-side tax-cutting book. But I keep looking for that envelope.
Well, maybe you should start promoting it more on your show, and then you'll get a royalty check. But yeah, you don't need any money is the other thing.
No, I don't need any money, but you know. Kudlow Trust, we've done very well. It's taken me 3 years to climb out of the Washington experience, but here I am. Charlie, what's going to happen with this student loan thing? And why does people ask Biden about it, he would just say, I don't care. I'm going to beat the Supreme Court. I mean, it's right. As Joe said, it's like, he doesn't care about democracy. He doesn't care about constitutional government. He doesn't care about our institutions. He just cares about what he thinks is a big vote-buying exercise.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. Obviously, the Supreme Court opinions are written in English, so is the Constitution.
Yeah, man.
As Joe says, it's very clear.
The Magna Carta, too, yeah, Charlie. Yeah, don't forget exactly. The Magna Carta. That was old English, but it was still English.
You signed the Magna Carta.
Well, no, I was there as an economic advisor, 1215 AD at Runnymede. That's just as an economic advisor, not as a principal. Sorry.
But it's so clear that this is not that this is unconstitutional. It's illegal, and he doesn't care. But I also agree that I don't think it's going to help him. Think about the parents out there, the older parents who could not afford to send their own children to college, are suddenly so their children had to take out loans in order to pay off their college debts. And suddenly those parents who couldn't afford to send their own children to college are suddenly being forced to pay the tuition bills for other people's children. It is so fundamentally unfair. It is so obvious. It's so clear the contempt that these people have for taxpayers and for anyone that doesn't have a college degree. And I don't think they even care about those people, quite frankly.
I mean, I think you know what? This is one of those that seems like, well, gee whiz, great, help students for the election. It's going to backfire. I mean, what I think of is the Trump coalition, you know, working folks, black, brown, white, whatever, they're not going to like this. And they're going to cement the coalition that Trump is putting together. And they're going to cement the undoing of the Democratic coalition that Biden's responsible for. I mean, I think that, I don't know.
Think about this. I think that Trump is such a terrific candidate. Obviously, no one is voting on anything other than Trump. They're either voting for Trump or against Trump. Nobody's voting for Joe Biden. But imagine if we went from here to two milquetoast candidates. And all anyone had to choose to vote on were the issues. And these were the issues. I think the Democrat Party is doing lasting damage to their coalition, but that generational damage to their brand, because they've embraced this insanity like this or free health care for illegal aliens.
Yeah, man. Joe's good. We'll get Joe's new book. It's going to be all about that to some extent. Trump's new coalition and his comeback. Anyway, gentlemen, nice leisurely discussion. I love this. Joe Concha, Fox News. Charlie Hurt, Washington Times, opinion editor, Fox News contributor. Thanks ever so much. Folks, we'll take a quick break. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk more about Joe Biden and betraying Israel. We're going to have the great Robert O'Brien, former National Security Advisor. I'm Kudlow. Stick around. Lots more coming.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.